Fergal, often when you speak to teachers and even parents about the use of devices in schools, one of the biggest concerns that's always flagged up is inappropriate use. You were telling us also that you had a little experience of that in the early days of using the Chromebooks. What exactly happened, and how did it resolve itself?
I mean, with the Chromebooks, there's two sides to the appropriate use, actually. The one is the fact that they just happen to be on a more open network than the pupils are used to. So I made a big thing at the start about responsibility. We've got like a Spider-Man quote up on the wall: with great power comes great responsibility. And I talked a lot about swearing as an analogy, in that it's technically possible for them to swear in lessons. There's physically nothing stopping them from swearing at me the whole lesson, but they make a choice not to because it's not appropriate. So just because certain things are now possible technically on the Chromebooks, but they're going to choose not to because it's not appropriate. But actually, there's been some interesting things have come out of that. So, for example, they have found interesting uses for Facebook because they use it a way of moving photos around. They use Facebook or Twitter to move photos between devices. So if they've taken a photo on their phone, if they're not on Twitter, they want to upload it to Facebook and then go on Facebook on the Chromebook to download it. So in terms of appropriate use, my stock response now is not "don't do that." It's "why are you doing that?" And if they can explain it, then great. And if they can't, then we have an issue. And we have had issues around that as well. You know, so there was there's a pupil using it on websites that weren't appropriate, not illegal or dodgy, but just not for what we were supposed to be doing in the learning. You can really quickly look at the history, have a conversation with them and deal with it. But the other side of it is the fact that they've got a lot more independence in what they're doing. So if they're collaborating in a document and the entire class is collaborating in one Google document, then there's a lot going on, 20 people editing something all at the same time. There's a lot going on and you can't hear it the way you would hear it in a classroom. And so by me being in the document as well, I can see there's something going on and have a look. And so an example was I could tell that there was some inappropriate stuff going on, but I couldn't immediately see who was abusing who within this document. And so I just said to them, right, I'm going to have a look in the revision history in the Google document, and I'll be able to see who's done it. But if you want to save me the time and put your Chromebooks away just now and do something else, that'd be really helpful. And, three individuals who had been the guilty parties in the document, they straight away put their Chromebooks away and did something else, and the problem's not arisen since. And so I think that really demonstrates how this approach to learning can have quite an impact in terms of their maturity, their responsibility.
Self-regulation.
I think the key thing is it gives you an opportunity to have those conversations. Straight away, one of the first problems we had actually was the Google Talk, the chat was enabled. And so straight away they're like chatting to each other all around the room. And that allowed me to have conversations with them that I wasn't able to have when it was blocked. And so it doesn't really happen anymore. And they chat occasionally, but it tends to be more productive or just in a way you would chat meaninglessly to your friend anyway. And so by allowing that to happen, okay, you have a peak of sort of what you might class as inappropriate use, but I wouldn't go that far. It wasn't swearing or anything. It was just off task. But you can have a conversation about responsibility.
It seems as though that it's better because you get the feeling that we're always going to be faced with that initially at some point.
Yeah.
And what should be the way in which we should address that? Do we put in restrictions or procedures that stop it happening in the first place, or the way that you seem to have done it, that the facility was there for that to happen? Yeah. That's how you then dealt with it.
Well, I think, what are we in the business of? If we're in the business of educating young people, then we should be having conversations to educate them. But we've got away with not having the conversations because it was technically possible to block. That game's over. We're not going to block. As amazing as the Chromebooks are, sometimes the pupils get their iPhones out. Because they can't be bothered walking over to get a Chromebook. And they're not using them inappropriately. They just want to do a really quick Google search. And so they get their iPhones out. And that's on the 3G network. That's not on the Wi-Fi. And with 4G, I mean, I think we've got to begin to think about educating young people into using things appropriately rather than blocking them into using things appropriately. Otherwise, we're going to have serious problems.